A reminder from the NAACP. Don't be fooled. Elections matter. Vote.
Airport, one of the world's busiest, is now fully operational, according to officials there. The airport was without power for most of Friday, causing cancellations and chaos. CBS's Lee Kinnear is at Heathrow.
Europe's busiest tarmacs are back in business.
Flames are getting higher.
After the spectacular fire at an electrical substation nearby Thursday night caused a power cut to Heathrow Airport and over 16,000 homes in the area. The transport hub shut down for over 16 hours. The ripple effect immediate and global.
President Trump continues to attack a federal judge. CBS's Nicole Skanga is traveling with the president in New Jersey.
Presiding over the landmark case, federal judge James Boasberg. In court yesterday, the federal judge rebuked the administration for ignoring his order to turn the planes around 1 week ago, mid-flight, until he could review their cases. And accused Deputy Assistant Attorney General Drew Ensign of using disrespectful language and missing deadlines.
The administration says it will revoke the temporary status of 532,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans. Details from CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez.
This is a program that was set up by President Biden to reduce illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border by offering would-be migrants a legal way to enter the U.S. so they wouldn't have to use a smuggler and cross into the country illegally. More than 500,000 people came under that process, and now the Department of Homeland Security is warning them that if they do not voluntarily leave the country, self-deport, they will face immediate arrest and deportation by ICE.
The migrants could be deported in about a month. The administration continues to deny a report that Elon Musk was going to get a classified Pentagon briefing on how the U.S. would react to an attack from China. CBS's Charlie Daggett says it's a they said.
Whether or not he was originally supposed to sit in on those classified briefings and then they either modified it or changed the game after that story broke, they won't say.
He sold millions of grills and won the World Heavyweight Boxing Championship twice. George Foreman has died at 76. CBS's Wendy Gillette reports.
George Foreman launched his heavyweight boxing career and life in the limelight as an Olympian, winning gold in Mexico City in 1968. The native Texan then continued building his legacy, winning fight after fight and making history with his knockout victory over Joe Frazier in 1973.
Foreman's family said he died surrounded by loved ones. They didn't give a cause of death. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Badgers face BYU. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. March Madness, it's Wisconsin and Brigham Young University tonight in Denver. Badgers forward Nolan Winter. On what kind of team is BYU?
Yeah, I mean, a very tough team, well coached. Shoot the three at a very high level, so going to be a point emphasis for us to limit those. But no, they're really good in transition too, so it's going to be a good game for us and a good test for us for sure.
Game time, 6:25. It was one and done for Marquette, losing last night in the first round to New Mexico. Led by head coach Richard Pitino, 75-66, Marquette Shaka Smart after the loss.
Yeah, congrats to New Mexico, Coach Pitino. I thought they won the battle of poise. They were the more poised team over the majority of the game.
Boys high school basketball in the state finals today at the Kohl Center in Madison. Tonight, Racine Park against Tulsa West in Division II, followed by Wisconsin Lutheran versus Marshfield in Division I. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice start to the weekend. A bit of a different finish, though. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s. For tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the upper 20s. Becoming breezy on Sunday with rain developing, possibly mixed with some snow in the morning. High temperatures in the upper 40s. Current temperature is 33.
Taking the easy. local news, timeless hits. Please bring a friend along or tell a friend about it. I'm sure they'd like to know. It's going to be a little bit colder today than it was yesterday, but sunny, so that should make up for it. 34 degrees currently at WRJN. Truth to WRJN, a little bit sooner than later, okay? Rick Johnson with your Saturday morning soundtrack. Thanks for coming along. I am so glad you're here. And, hey, if you got something to do today, well, you got a little while. Just kind of ease yourself into your Saturday and bring these great timeless hits along with you. And I did want to tell you, though, that the rock and roll heaven, well, it's getting a little bit bigger. You know the name Jesse Colin Young? Do you know that name? Well, you should. He was from the Youngbloods. He passed away this week at home at the age of 83. Now, the Youngbloods' first song only topped the chart in the upper 60s on Billboard, and that was called Grizzly Bear. Kind of a fast, catchy little tune, but public didn't buy it. Well, anyway, after that, they did better with their second release, though it took two times for the song to catch on. First time was summer of 67. So-so. All right. Second time around, though, that was a charm. The summer of 1969, it went to number one. The defining voice of the Youngbloods, Jesse Colin Young, passed away at age 83.
fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now.
Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
There
in a hurry, you don't have to worry.
Oh.
Light Orchestra at WRJN. You know what? You said, hey, hey, we want to hear those timeless hits. So you know what? We decided to put them right back here at WRJN. Thanks for coming along. And tell you what, let's see, the capsule countdown coming up in about 9 minutes from now, thereabouts. You know, we're close to 8:30. And this time around, we're doing 1973, March 31st. The song that we highlight out of there is a pretty good song, too. I think you're going to want to definitely check it out. Coming up here at 8:30. And you know what? Has it really been 60 years since the Racine Park Panthers were in the state final playoffs? Well, I'll tell you what. It's happening. Mm-hmm. They play for the state championship tonight in Madison. They beat Cedarburg yesterday 65-63 to advance to the Division II championship playoff. They'll be playing off. They'll be playing against Tosa West, and Dick Crescifa has the call of the game. Pre-game will start here at WRJN, 6 p.m. Tip-off will be at 6:35. Not 6:30, but 6:35. You can also check it out on the Civic Media app or online at WRJN.com. It's going to be great playoff high school basketball tonight on WRJN.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a pre-Civil War law to ban abortion, and he sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, hon.
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/score. ethos.com/score.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
The time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. For the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. May be hard to discover that you've been left for another. But don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Oh no. Oh, oh, oh.
Jay the Pacemakers at WRJN. Rick Johnson, Saturday Morning Soundtrack. Thanks for coming along. So close enough to 8:30. We're going to do the WRJN Capsule Countdown, and as promised, we are stopping off at the year 1973. President Nixon said that he was going to suspend all the offensive action in North Vietnam. So I guess they were trying to lead up to the peace talks somewhere around that time. George Foreman, who you heard recently, just passed away. He defeated Joe Frazier to win the heavyweight world boxing championship in Kingston, Jamaica. And they discovered this comet floating around out in space. And they decided, let's call it Kahootek. So that was discovered, and this is all in 1973. And we're doing March 31st, 1973 on the countdown. And I think you're going to like the featured song, too. It's a good song. So this is what was on your radio on March 31st, 1973.
Standby for launch. In quick review for you, the WRGN Capsule Countdown.
Number 10.
That's the night that the lights went out.
Sing a song.
Eight.
And even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey.
Seven.
This is the last song I'll ever sing for you.
Six.
Wake up to make up.
Five.
I know a woman like the one I've got.
Four.
For the number three song on this date.
It was March 31st, 1973. The number three song playing on your radio? I'll tell you, this song's got more soul than the National Shoe Company. Gladys Knight and the Pips on WRJN.
It's sad to think.
review for you, the WRJN Capsule Countdown.
There you go. What a great song, huh? Gladys Knight and the Pips. Neither one of us want to be the first to say goodbye. Coming up next hour, the Capsule Countdown will be from 1962.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice start to the weekend. A bit of a different finish, though. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s. For tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the upper 20s. Becoming breezy on Sunday with rain developing, possibly mixed with some snow in the morning. High temperatures in the upper 40s. Current temperature is 33.
I'll be trying to see.
Absolutely, let's stay together. Al Green at WRJN. Colder today, they're saying sunny, but right now, kind of overcast, kind of cloudy. Here at Radio Park, 34 degrees.
In a little cafe, just the other side.
So strong, come a little bit closer.
News, Timeless Hits. We are WRJN. It's the Saturday Morning Soundtrack with Rick Johnson. Thanks you for coming along. And I want to tell you about Kurt Vollman. That's right. He's the guy we drive home at night, you know, in the afternoon, late night. And he talks to some of the most fun people in our town here in Racine every afternoon. And it's between 2 and 6. Music from the arts to the theater, nonprofit causes. Kurt is in touch with the people who make Racine home. Homeward Bound with Kurt Vollman, weekdays at 2 here on WRJN. And don't forget, coming up next hour, we've got another capsule countdown, and that one's going to be from 1962.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's Pizza of the Month is Pure Irish Luck, introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hey Kenosha, this is Carl Bryan, and I'm running for the KUSD School Board to bring accountability and strong leadership to our schools. With prior experience on the KUSD School Board and at the Wisconsin DPI, I know how to ensure taxpayer dollars are spent wisely, improving student achievement, addressing student safety, and making our district more accountable. Early voting runs from March 18th to the 28th, or you can vote in person on April 1st. Vote Carl Bryan for responsible leadership on the KUSD School Board. Authorized and paid for by the committee to elect Carl Bryan. Andre Scamma, Treasurer.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? Cause you're the one I love. You're the one I love. When I feel you put your arms around me, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Then I'm glad, I'm mighty glad I found you. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you ask me to meet your mom, and you the baby meet me going far, can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? Cause you're the one I love. You're the one I love. All my friends are crying out to meet you, baby, baby. Go and see the preacher. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Red bells are gonna chime. Baby, baby, you're gonna be mine. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? Cause you're the one I love. You're the one I love. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Baby, baby,
we could make it together. The first CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. One of the world's busiest airports is back in business. CBS's Haley Ott is at Heathrow in London.
Flights in and out of Heathrow are resuming after a fire at an energy substation nearby knocked out power in the area and forced Europe's largest airport to close, which caused travel chaos for hundreds of thousands of people. Ripple effects of the disruption will still be felt for days. UK officials have said no foul play is suspected in the fire, though the investigation is being led by counterterrorism police. Concerns have been raised over the fact that one fire was able to shut down Europe's largest airport. And officials here say they will look at the protection and resilience in place for critical infrastructure.
At a contentious court hearing in Washington, a federal judge wondered aloud if the Trump administration